We got 5 minutes till closing. Cam, you can throw those in the back for me. Mike be right down there.
Hey, girl. What you doing? Where are you?
I'm at Kilroy's. I was saying if you wanted to join us.
Oh, so you wait until you already there to think about me? Some friend you are.
Girl, stop. I texted you earlier. You didn't respond, but I know you're extra busy, so I figured I'd give you a call.
How nice of you. Who all up there?
Danielle, Brianna, a few other coworkers.
Figures. I'll have to pass. Besides, you know I got that early flight to catch in the morning, and I gotta finish packing.
Oh, okay, well, get it done and go to bed. Text me when you get to the airport in the morning, or when you land.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. I finally got done packing around 9:30. Maybe I should go ahead and meet Stephanie at Kilroy's. Nah. By the time I wash my ass, get dressed, and drive all the way out to Broad Ripple, it'll be too late. Plus, I can't stand them bitches she went anyway, so I'll just chill at the house till I pass out. I slouch down on the couch, pick up my phone, and proceed to get on the gram. As I'm scrolling, I come across a picture of Stephanie at the bar with her two annoying-ass co-workers and this fine, tall chocolate brother. His name was @TheAndre3K. I click his name, and luckily his page was open. I scroll through a few pics, and not bad. I could always use some more eye candy on the gram, so I followed him. Not 2 seconds after that follow button turned blue, I had a new follower myself. Well, hello, Mr. Andre 3K. He liked my most recent picture, so I went and liked his. He in turn liked 3 more of my pictures, so it was only fair that I liked 3 more of his. Next thing I know, them good old neons lit up.
Good evening, beautiful. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Thanks for the follow, too. I can always use some new eye candy on my timeline.
Eye candy is always good. I hope you don't mind me stalking your page a little bit. Had to see if you really look good or if it was just the lighting.
So do you like what you see?
I do.
Good, good. Well, it's okay if I ask you for your number?
Got him.
I don't really care for DMing like that.
You waste no time, huh? Sure. My number's 317. He wasted no time texting me. I also made sure to text Stephanie to do a little fact checking. Can never be too careful. Who is the Andre 3K? Why? You must want him. Just answer the question. He's fairly new at the office. Cool guy. Really chill. Don't know too many people in the city yet. That's why I invited him out with us. Okay. Inserts devil smiling emoji. What are you about to do? Don't worry about that. I was just making sure he was fair game. He's fair game. Keep me posted. Of course.
Since everything cleared with Stephanie, it was time to see what the Andre 3K was really about. We sat there texting for a good hour while I was making sure I had everything packed. He was 29, no kids, single, and he just moved to the city from Cincinnati. Cool enough for me.
You seem legit. I guess you cool.
You guess? Well, I appreciate that. Is it okay if I call you once I leave the bar?
Yeah, that's cool. Don't keep me waiting too long. I might fall asleep.
Oh, I won't.
He must have bailed on Stephanie because he called me like 20 minutes later.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? This is Andre.
I know who this is.
As soon as he called me, I got a text from Stephanie.
Damn, you move fast.
A word? How you know?
I don't just go around giving my number out to everyone, Mr. Andre 3K.
What do you mean?
I can dig that. So what you getting into this evening?
I'm going out of town on business tomorrow, so I'm chilling for the rest of the night. You?
Well, I don't really have any plans. I was low-key hoping I could see you.
That nigga just upped and left. I know it was because of you.
Oh, Is that right?
That is right.
I didn't do nothing. He did just ask to see me, though.
I don't know. I have to get up pretty early tomorrow. I should really try and get some rest.
You can sleep on a plane.
Huh.
I guess you do have a point. But still, I don't know you, and it's getting late. Maybe we should save this meet and greet for when I get back.
He's pretty cool, Jess. Get to know him. Welcome him into the city.
Okay. I understand. Well, have a good night.
Aw, don't sound so disappointed.
Well, if I told you I shed a tear, would you change your mind?
Boy, ain't nobody paying you any attention.
I might just do that.
Maybe you should. You might like what you see.
I already like what I see.
Well, I can always show you more.
Okay. Make sure you text me later.
Well, in that case, maybe I do have a couple extra minutes I can spare tonight. I'm going to send you the location of where we can meet. Give me about 30 minutes. I'll be there.
Bet.
Okay, girl.
I'm usually not the one to meet people online, but he was fine. And we shared a mutual friend, so this was an exception. I had him meet me at my favorite outdoor spot. It was at home, so it took me to
Black Widow depends heavily on its fans to financially support it. So if you want to hear the rest of the episode, visit blackwidowpodcast.com and click on the Patreon link. Again, visit blackwidowpodcast.com and click on the Patreon link to support this podcast. Thank you.